Morning, folks. Josh here. Soulpreneur Grind. It is Friday, June the 28th. SG Daily number 62. We're flying. I hope you had a good week this week. And today what I wanted to talk about is going back a little bit to the personal development stuff. And I'll tell you why. So if you watched SG Daily number 61, which went out on Wednesday, it was discussing condos and mortgages and basically using financial pressure to motivate you, push you forward in your business, which I think is really powerful. So if you're not feeling super motivated right now, or you've hit a slump, or maybe you've actually done well, but you've hit a level of comfort and you don't feel the same motivation that you did previously, I recommend checking out SG Daily 61. But for the purposes of 62, I'm using all that and relating it to personal development because of the busy week, self-care and personal development took a hit. So if you listen to my stuff, if you watch my stuff, you read my stuff, you know that I talk a lot about personal development, the importance of like work-life balance, how to figure it out, how to deal with it as a solopreneur, especially someone who has no employees and really no commitments, right? Because you can do anything you want any time of the day. So how do you figure that out? I talk about that a lot. And a big part of that is taking care of yourself so that you can be as efficient as possible when you choose to work. So part of my kind of ideology is that you should include some self-care in whatever form you want, meditation, working out, journaling, all that stuff, because it will make the work time more efficient and more productive, getting enough sleep, all that stuff. And so what I noticed this week, mostly kind of yesterday is when it hit me, is when the personal development stuff, personal, you know, self-care stuff takes a hit, it really affects me in the not immediate. Like the thing about self-care is it's fairly subjective and unmeasurable, right? So for example, let's say every day you meditate and work out. Let's just say those two to keep things simple. If tomorrow you don't meditate and work out, the world's not going to explode, right? You might not even realize it. It looks like my mic just cut out for YouTube. One sec here. Testing. I don't know why. Once in a while, I have this pretty legit mic, but once in a while on YouTube, it just kind of cuts out. I don't know why. Anyways, we'll figure it out after. So you're not going to notice tomorrow, right? You're not going to say, well, I didn't meditate and work out today. I feel like crap. You might not feel great, but you probably won't notice it right away. But if a week goes by and you're missing it and all that stuff, then you're going to notice it, right? You're going to start feeling it. So what happened with me is I was spending a lot of time not just doing work, but because I was finishing up these details for the condo, just busier every day. And so my days would finish later. I would cut into my evening routine, which is 10 minutes of meditating and then usually about an hour of reading while getting ready for bed and stuff like that. And so I was cutting into all that. And then my morning routines, some of them I had to cut back. So usually in the morning, I think I did a whole daily on this, what my morning routine is. And if you're on my email list, I spell out exactly what my morning routine is. But I get up, I stretch, I meditate, I do a little workout, I do some emails, I have an order in which I do emails and everything like that. And I had to cut into that as well. So I sometimes had to cut into my meditation time or I had to cut into my workout time. Anyways, you get that. The point is that after a week of cutting into a lot of that, I could really start to feel it, right? Because it is subjective. Like I said, after one day, it's hard to say, oh, I missed one day of this stuff. I can feel it. It's very hard to. But after a week, I could definitely feel it. I was just more tired. I wasn't kind of waking up with that normal excitement and motivation to get after it during the day, as Gary Vee would say. And you could just tell. And it became very, very clear that I need to make it a priority to get the self-care back into the day. And so I did. So even just last night, went through my proper evening routine, got a really good eight hours of sleep, finished my morning routine this morning, already can feel much better just from one day of getting back into the routine. So all of this is to say, if you're not doing much self-care, especially if you're a solopreneur, I highly recommend it. Figure out what works for you. Go back into the SG Dailies and find the ones where I talk about self-care and personal health and all that stuff, because I think it's so important. And things will get busy, right? We're solopreneurs. Those things go hand in hand. Solopreneur and, you know, busy and hard work and grind, they all kind of go together. So you are going to get busy. And some weeks you are going to get thrown off your self-care kind of routine. The mistake isn't to get thrown off of it. It's going to happen, right? That's the thing called life. But catching it as soon as possible, as soon as reasonably possible, and trying to get back on track, that's the key to solving it, I would say, from my experience. So anyways, especially I have a long weekend this weekend. If you're in Canada, you have Canada Day on Monday, so we have a long weekend. Definitely going to spend some time kind of definitely doing some work, but also relaxing, getting enough sleep, getting the self-care back up to where it needs to be. So have a great weekend. I'll probably still do this on Monday, even though it's a holiday anyways. So have a great weekend either way, and I'll talk to you next week.